Turkey is reported to be prepared to set up a military buffer zone inside Iraq along the length of the Iraq-Turkey border. The aim would be to protect Turkey from raids by a third Kurdish group. NPR's Michael Goldfarb reports from Diyarbakir in southeastern Turkey.
There was heavy activity in the military sector of Diyarbakir Airport today. Helicopters were being readied for flight, and eyewitnesses reported seeing several Turkish Air Force F-16s take to the sky. The increased activity in this city, around 4 hours' drive from northern Iraq, gave credence to reports from the Turkish capital Ankara that the government was planning to set up a military buffer zone along its 200-mile border with Iraq. The current fighting between the Kurdistan Democratic Party, backed by forces of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein, and soldiers from the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, has created a power vacuum in northern Iraq. This has led to renewed activity by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The PKK is a group of Turkish Kurds who have been fighting a guerrilla war against the Turkish government for more than a decade. The PKK has bases in northern Iraq and strikes across the border into Turkey frequently. Turkey's establishing its buffer zone 3 to 6 miles inside the Iraqi border in the hope of stopping these attacks. Throughout northern Iraq, relief operations have been severely disrupted. Late Tuesday night, the U.S.-led Military Coordination Center, the most visible symbol of the Gulf War Allies' security operation on behalf of the Kurds, pulled out of their headquarters in northern Iraq. Many of the foreign nationals running the aid agencies, including 40 Americans, have followed suit. I'm Michael Goldfarb in Diyarbakir.